Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This morning we will be discussing the upcoming 2017 annual NABWIC meeting and the members and our panel discussion on moving forward in 2017. Today we have Yolanda Phillips Lee as a guest on the panel. We also have Carol Reese, Patricia Rogers, and Ms. Stoyer Stewart. In this morning's discussion, we will be talking about moving forward in 2017. So introducing our panel guests this morning on the show, we have Ms. Stoyer Stewart, we have Ms. Patricia Rogers, Carol Reese, and Yolanda Phillips Lee. Thank you, ladies, for joining us this morning on NABWIC Radio. Now, could we have each one of you introduce yourselves this morning?
Good morning. My name is Carol Reese. Resources, Inc., and we are located in Richmond, Virginia, and I am a member of the NABWIC NCR chapter.
Thank you, Ms. Carol, for joining us this morning. How is the weather up there?
Cold and wet.
I could imagine. We also have, next to Ms. Carol Reese, we have Ms. Stoyer Stewart out of New York City. Ms. Stoyer Stewart, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about what you have going on?
Hello, my name is Stoyer Stewart, and I'm coming from Brooklyn, New York. I'm a NABWIC member, currently trying to also start a New York chapter. I am the owner of an S Corp general contracting business, and I'm just looking forward to have so many great experiences with NABWIC and becoming a sponsor.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. I can't wait to dig deeper in what you have going on in Brooklyn. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you. We also have Ms. Patricia Rogers. How are you this morning?
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, ladies. I am doing wonderful. It's a wonderful day. Life is good. And I am from Miami, Florida, and I have been a member of NABWIC for approximately 2 years now. And my background is in law enforcement. So we know NABWIC deals with construction, the construction industry. And I had no clue about the industry of construction. But I went to a luncheon that they had, and I was immediately hooked. And I saw that that organization had something that I wanted, because I recently retired from Miami-Dade County as a correctional lieutenant after serving for 29 years. I retired, and I knew that I was not going back to work for anyone else, so I had to learn to do what entrepreneurs do, which means what? I had to center myself accordingly. And NABWIC was one of the organizations that I immediately joined after my first visit. And with that, I am the CEO of Unity in Service, where people need people, because we cannot do anything without each other. And Unity and Service, one of the services that we offer is legal and identity theft protection that helps and gives people access to attorneys, employees, families, give them access to attorneys without paying a high hourly cost. Law enforcement, legal. it all goes together, because if we don't know our rights, we don't have any. So that's what I do. And thank you for allowing me out. I am the chair of the membership committee, and I was recently appointed to that position on the 27th of December, and after being in the organization for 2 years, I decided that, yes, I would take the position. It's time for me to do some work.
That is beautiful, and I'm so happy that, you know, you are so active in NABWIC, and that you bring great value to the national organization, being that you are our national chair of membership in NABWIC, and you are very innovative in bringing that free spirit and high energy to NABWIC. It's such a blessing. So thank you again, Ms. Rogers, for joining the show. We can't wait to get back around to you to discuss more of your goals and what you have going on in unity and service for 2017.
Thank you.
And we also have Ms. Yolanda Phillips Lee out of our Texas chapter on this morning. How are you, Ms. Yolanda?
I am just too blessed to be stressed. Say good morning to everyone. Here in Texas, we are trying to get our chapter moving. We have a way to go, but we have decided to focus on trying to rethink the direction of the HBCU to help the children that are in school. I say children, but they are adults. Have an idea of what to look forward to when they get out of school. And that's where it fits in with me with NABWIC, because I have a construction, inspection, management, and project management business of my own. And I am focusing on those students that are in the construction management department that are trying to graduate with those degrees as well as engineering. But that's what I'm doing here.
Okay, so that sounds like you're more so involved and heavily knowledgeable with dealing with the mentorship and training with the young adults within NABWIC and within your local community in your area in Texas.
Yes, like the bumper and everything.
Yes,
it was
snap. Well, thank you also for joining the show this morning. So let's go ahead and dive right into it. Just being that we're all affiliated, NABWIC, this national organization of Black women in construction, but not only Black women in construction, in business and in leadership, what are some of your 2016 accomplishments, just to start off there, and how do you plan on moving forward in 2017, building on that momentum in 2016? Ms. Carol Reese.
Thank you so much. I am so excited. Like, I'm trying to hold myself down because, you know, the caliber of women that's on this phone, I just feel so privileged to be a part of this organization. It is so exciting to see individuals like me trying to make a difference in so many different ways, and by joining an organization like NABWIC, who gives us the platform to have a forum such as this. 2016 was very good to me. It was very challenging. I was humbled over and over again, but I was able to participate on a project that projected me to a different level of activity and income, and it gave me a different skill set. So I'm going to take that and use it in the future for other opportunities that are going to propel me to another level. I am a very blessed young lady. The good Lord has blessed me that all of my clients have come to me or been referred to me or seen me working and wanted me to work for them. So I've just started marketing in 2016 near the end. I've never marked it before, so that's a little different for me. I'm going to use that in 2017 as well. And I also accomplished some major projects that I had been sitting on in 2016 because I developed a strategic plan. And every time I talk to a client or talk to people, I say, what is your plan? And then I put it in action. I put it on my calendar. I did to-do list, and that has helped me. So for 2017, my goal is to stay focused on my plan and work my plan and work for my clients as hard as I can. And I joined NABWIC to have access to women who don't do what I do but who need those services. So I can give those services where, you know, the real world, you have to pay astronomical costs. But as part of my talent and my gift, why not help the people that I am working with to help, you know, build their business as we go, my passion in life. and my slogan for my business is we are in the business of keeping businesses in business.
Well, that is awesome. Awesome. Yes. Well, you have a lot of momentum going on there, and it sounds like planning and strategic planning moving forward is your niche and what you found to be the thing that works best for you and your business. I know it's so great to be talking about positive things and having that desire and that burning passion. You can just feel it on the call this morning. Okay, well, thank you, Carol Reese, for sharing your wealth of knowledge, and we're going to come back around and talk more because it sounds like your strategic planning specialty is going to do great in your leadership roles and what you have going on within NABWIC. So that is going to be exciting to explore how you plan on utilizing those gifts at our upcoming 2017 annual meeting and what you're currently doing to be a positive and involved active member on your talents. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Ms. Sonya Stewart, how do you plan on driving or building on top of your accomplishments in 2016 and moving forward in 2017?
I think I'm moving along with grace, with ease, faith, and determination. I think those are the core values that I need to have to actually get me where I'm going. I've been a member of NABWIC for about 6 months now, and within these 6 months, I have gained so much knowledge and so much support. It has been kind of overwhelming but wonderful at the same time. I started my general contracting business, well, actually, at the end of 2016. I've been in the construction field for about 5 years. And being in New York City, the construction field is predominantly white, male-owned. And New York City has been implementing a lot of programs to try to get minority women into the field. So I have a counselor from the SBA who's working closely with me. And I just spoke to the president of the Economic Development Corporation, and she's actually putting me together with the Housing Preservation Department where I can gain the first contract, and I can, you know, be the general contractor for that project. And I'm just looking forward to becoming a sponsor. I would love to actually start a chapter in New York, but I think I'm bigger than that. I think I want to actually be a sponsor and be able to provide services for NABWIC and to be able to become a financial advisor for NABWIC. That is my overall projection for this whole situation. And that's what I think. I think I can do basically anything. I think sky's is the limit. And actually, Trump just put out, it was a newspaper article talking about how much money he was going to put into New York City and how he wanted the disadvantaged economic black people to actually go for these contracts because New York is going to be doing so much with the highways and with transportation. I think there's no way that I can lose, and I'm just ready because I really, really want to be a sponsor. That is my overall goal with NABWIC. That's really what I want to do. So.
Well, yes. Those goals are and excellent goals and goals that I didn't even think of as a member. So I'm so happy, and we all want to say welcome to Ms. Sonya Stewart, officially to NABWIC. We did meet Ms. Sonya when we were all in D.C. for the mid-annual meeting that NABWIC has every year in Washington, D.C. So that was a great experience. See what happens when you hang out and rub elbows with NABWIC.
Yes.
Beautiful things happen. Thank you, Ms.
Sonya. Thank you.
Great. So I know once you have your solo blog talk interview member show, that is also going to be a powerhouse packed show that morning. So we can't wait to hear from you later down in the line and in the future of 2017.
Yes, ma'am. I look so forward to it.
Perfect. We also have Ms. Pat Rogers moving around the panel to the south from Miami, Florida. Ms. Pat Rogers, one of our national members and a board member of NABWIC, Ms. Patricia Rogers, also forgot to mention that when she did her introduction. But so we really appreciate Ms. Pat Rogers.
Yeah, no, it's just the common, the more
teaming
common
up with NABWIC.
They do,
and
because
being
speaking
involved.
The truth, and that's how
so
I feel.
Ms. Pat,
I used to go to this
what are some of the things that
you
had going on in 2016? We know you mentioned that you had this awesome retirement. You showed the commitment. And time and the strength and will be greatly rewarded. So how do you plan on moving forward in 2017 and building on with NABWIC?
Something I ponder daily. What can I do to make it better than it was before I took this role as the national membership chair?
So
I'm constantly thinking about that. And as I was looking over the previous year, some of the accomplishments were that I know they wanted to raise their goal was up to 100, and mid-year, 79 members.
Right.
So that, to some degree. But as I sat down and me and my coach here,
the right mindset,
and over all the information and all the membership. Compile information and just see where we were going from here.
Right,
we realized that the membership level had reached up to 101, which means what? They met the goal for 2016.
Yes.
And that's a bonus.
So
that's a bonus.
So we actually are not going to
spend
and just to buy some money because we just need to get up there, teach us, and we go home.
Unit. I am a people person coming out of law enforcement. I had to supervise the inmate population as well as the staff who supervised the inmates. I had to make sure the rules were followed.
Because people
are
like that.
For emergencies, I had to jump right in and strategically decide which direction we were going to go, the best course to take. So at any rate, that's a bonus. And those attributes that I carried, those 29, I want to utilize it that were instilled in me, and as I I started feeling still working at work because when I get at work, sometimes it's hard for me to get up and leave on time. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, since I've been the chair this short time. Working with the founder and McNeil, she immediately saw a need for some more committees to come on board. The orientation committee, they came on board as well as a chartering and the resource committee. The sister just mentioned about chartering, opening up the charters. So this is all new to me. But it's good stuff because I'm always open to something new because that's how we grow. So when she wanted various people to take on those roles, nobody said no. So we are working with willing workers, and that always makes the task a lot easier.
Yeah,
a lot more enjoyable. And I want to throw this in there. A lot of us have not even met yet.
Right, and that was what I was just about to say. I know from a fellowship and camaraderie standpoint, along with the role and the love of being the membership national chair, I know you can't wait to meet all of the new members and look forward to all of the guests showing up to the 2017 NABWIC annual meeting that will potentially sign up and join NABWIC. So I know you will be there with open arms, and Ben, that I see you often, you will have a big hug and a huge smile on welcoming all of our guests at the annual meeting.
Absolutely. I'm very excited about it. As a matter of fact, I look at some of the pictures that's posted on their emails, and I'm like, okay, I'm challenging myself. I'm going to see if you're going to remember her when you get there. I'm going to see if you're going to remember her face when you get there. So
why are you
I'm excited. I'm
excited. Who are you talking about?
I do believe that people need people. People are our best resources. And when we realize the value of that, we won't have time to
But you know, we
just stand on jump right in. And as you speak about the conference, I'm already bringing this. Three guests will be coming. I've invited five, but I'm confirmed with three. And if I'm going to be on the chair, I have to do the work. I have to do my work as it relates to bringing people into the organization. Because since the 2 years that I've been in the organization, I'm still working full time, but I met with some decision makers and I talked to those decision makers, and that's what NABBIC does for us. It connects us with powerful people who are in position to make decisions that will allow us to come in and introduce our businesses and our services and connect with them so that we can grow. And I have done several presentations regarding the legal protection and the identity theft to some of the companies because of NABBIC. And that has caused me to reach my quota in this part-time profession that I took on with the company that markets the service.
Yeah.
And that company is called Legal Shield. So I'm excited about that, but I want to say this. Legal Shield is just, I learned
I
that
have
Legal
a whole,
Shield
we have
is
a whole,
a,
the Northwest
a,
Florida chapter, Tampa, they are
that
actually the registration
push me
subcommittee.
Into my
and
but
they have
Legal
about
Shield,
15
I'm talking to you
to 17
so that's
people.
Huge, but I'm not
saying. And they are doing the welcoming and registration and sign up and people
sign
in and everything.
How about that?
I'm just helping. Yeah, so there's no pressure. Then we have membership
leader,
committee that
we have
is
in
there.
You
they are also
with
supposed
getting
to be
your
a part
guests
of welcoming.
And
so
going out and showing that you
annual
put
meeting,
your action, put the money
on the annual meeting committee.
Put them out there.
We're well done with people.
We also have Miss Yolanda Phillips, who we could be on
stuff.
The on
people
this
people
blog talk panel
system,
all morning with such a strong
here,
full house of
please,
women on joining us this morning. I'm just loving the energy. So Miss Yolanda Phillips, would you like to share with us what you have going on for 2017 moving forward, or how
you
may build on your 2016?
To be able to move with grace
well,
and go with the flow, and when I get there, I get there. You know, things happen.
We're awaiting our arrival in Orlando
for
our annual meeting
my heart, not actually
at
having
the resort
go.
In Orlando. And
well,
I know that
and,
everyone is all
so
excited and buzz, waiting to see what's going
like
new for NABBIC this year.
And
with that, I'm bringing me five students from Prairie View University.
Yeah, I'm not going to be effective.
They
you might ask me a question, and I'm
going to
be looking annoyed.
Right
you know?
They've already signed.
Right.
Most of them have signed up for their committees.
Right.
And they can't wait to get started. I met with them last night, and the first thing that they wanted to know was, what are we going to do? You know, what am I going to do?
Right, or
what,
I don't
you
feel
know,
like
just need something to do right now.
Like
so,
other data.
We, and all that came about because reading Thinking Grow Rich, which our chair, Ms. McNeil, is very insistent on her leaders reading and members, and it's a very good book, but just in reading it, it tells you that in order for you to grow, you have to give your time and attention somewhere else and help build something else outside of what you want. And until you successfully help someone else, you won't. At that same time, you're helping yourself. And as that, as for me, as NABBIC grows, my business is growing. And I have always had a passion for my HBCUs. I'm an alum of Alabama A&M University. And I always believe
I am too as
that.
Well. Sorry to cut you off, but I have to add that in there. Go Bulldogs.
Absolutely. And we have, and right now, I have my attentions turned to Prairie View, which is going to be the first HBCU that I reach out to, which I have. We have five students already that have committed to becoming members, and they tell me they already have five more. As soon as school gets started and we can get things going as a NABBIC unit, they will put forth and bring in more students. And my goal for Prairie View is to have 10 members, and then I would move to Texas Southern, which five more members. Then I go to Alabama A&M for five more, Tuskegee University for five, and Southern and Baton Rouge for five. And all these schools have a construction management
I might
degree
leave my
and
office
program
early today.
And that's why I concentrated and focused on those.
And cut my name
because
short
they
hair,
already,
whatever
you know,
I do,
we
want to
keep the STEM portion
and
then ahead because I have a degree in electrical engineering. But I concentrated
second
more on the project management and the construction side.
What?
Which, if they had this when I was in school, I would have probably gone straight to it because to me it's very challenging and always something going on. But
from
you know,
here,
when
I've
been following that
here,
for 2 years before I joined.
Right,
I've been a member
so
for 9 months
going
now.
On. I guess everybody
but
is
before, prior to that, I was listening to your blog
well
talk
and, stuff, whatever,
and just watching
I
your
look
website to
I
see
and I
what was going on. And
I'm in that,
that was an organization that I really wanted to be a part of, even though there was no chapter here. But everybody has been so welcoming and so helpful. And I just want to do all that I can to help this unit grow, knowing
right,
that in
right
turn
so
it's helping
like,
so
no
many other people, and it's helping me to realize my dreams of reaching and helping and mentoring the students from those HBCUs so that they can understand what they're looking forward to when they get out there in the job world.
Right.
And you have
also
exceeded your role
right
and your goals
part
as part of the annual meeting committee and the co-chair of the National Annual Meeting Committee for NABWIC. It's what you have explained, and it's just remarkable. So I just want to highlight that with your work with the students and then the goal that you have lined out, reaching out to the different universities across the United States that are heavily or focused in your specific college or HBCUs that you said that you were going to reach out to. So that is awesome. And I know that NABWIC and you will grow together and blast those goals out the roof because you have already done that serving on your role as the co-chair in NABWIC National Annual Meeting Committee. So thank you, Yolanda, so much for that. And do you have anything else you would like to add? Because I did not want to cut you off, but like I said, I wanted to highlight that because that's important that we remember that NABWIC has a special division, a special role, a special heart, a place in our hearts for our educational services and our goals and our mission. We have an education committee, and Yolanda works great with the HBCU. So, again, I could talk about that for forever because I also have a passion for HBCU, and not to cut you off, Yolanda, but if you have anything else to add, please go ahead.
Well, I also wanted to make sure that I gave, you know, props
to
our chair, Ms. McNeil, for providing me this opportunity to do this and the platform to make my dreams come true. And then
right,
I was
and
speaking
I just,
with
it's like, I don't
the chairman
bother her,
of
you know,
the education
so,
department,
you know,
and Virgil Perry, and he is very excited about everything
like,
that's going on and has so many great ideas as to how we can keep things going with the students and build upon each and every move that we make. So I would like to thank Virgil and Ms. Ann for helping me realize my
great, great. So, in our annual, our NABWIC 2017 annual meeting is going to be held in Orlando, Florida, January 18th through January 20th, 2017. So we look forward to seeing
and
all of our members, especially
going,
all of our guests,
I can't be worried
on the
that. I
on the panel
last night and this morning,
this morning
the red eye
and all of
and
hearing
you know,
and doing interviews
good,
and your individual
and
interviews
didn't come
moving forward in
whatever.
2017. I can't wait to hear your members
with me
interviews
so
on Blog Talk Radio.
I just have to be confident in what I've done and what I'm doing.
If anyone else would like to add anything to the discussion this morning, please go ahead and speak freely before we wrap it up because we could speak all morning with such a powerful crew.
Yes, I agree so much. And I want to say, you know, first of all, it has been a privilege because I've been on calls and I've met Sawyer in D.C. and I've talked to Pat and Yolanda, and they are everywhere I am, they are. So I really am just giving kudos to you young ladies for jumping in all in, and I know that we're all in and everything. And I love Miss Pat. I, too, watched the organization for 2 years for joining, and I just joined in October. And I am on the membership committee, the marketing committee, and the education committee. And I'm loving it, you know, because it all interacts with what I do. In my business, we build, in order for us to succeed, we have to build other businesses. So I'm looking forward to helping businesses build themselves so that I, too, can build me, which goes along with Ms. Yolanda was saying. So thank you for this opportunity and this platform. I really appreciate it. And it's just good to know that that we have others that want to work it and make it work like we do, that we all have that passion.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I think the last woman who just spoke about the recruiting from the colleges, because at first, remember, I just said about the sponsorship, like I wanted to just be a sponsor, but I think she gave me a great idea. I think when you reach people at a certain age, and also I was talking about with some
CBC,
of the architects that I work with now, and there's
the
no
CBC
line.
People?
From
they
the
ran
people
off
who are in the profession
they
to the
stopped.
Students.
They
and I think that
it.
Line is
so
important.
Up.
And I think that's where
I
I'll go
everything.
Next. Because New York City has quite a few technical colleges that deals with construction, and I think I can put myself in that wing. So thank you
but
for that.
But I was going to say, it was
awesome,
me doing
awesome.
Everything, and then
that's
the beauty
you.
Of that is
that's
I got
you.
To
you.
Exactly.
I
they're
you.
Right
I'm
around
so
where I'm at.
Walk these blocks with me. Get these things printed.
Well, I know Yolanda and Virgil Perry will appreciate that and love hearing that. And you know we're NABWIC and we're Mini Miss Ann, so we're going to hold you accountable.
Yes,
that.
Yes, do it. Hold me accountable.
Okay.
Yes, I know I'm going to get two. I'm going to get two in the next couple of months. I'll give myself 3 months, and I can get two from because City Tech, that's where I go to the SBA, and I meet up with, you know, my counselor that's helping me build the business. And it's right there. They're in the same building. So I can go there at any time. It's about 25 minutes from my house. So
awesome. So
preach.
We can't wait for that members interview.
Yes.
That Think and Grow Rich call on Friday is what put me on the path.
Okay. That makes me feel a lot better. That makes me feel a lot better.
That book. And
yeah,
that
it's done. It's done.
Wow.
His office left last night.
Wow.
And then Tampa.
Yes, again.
Is there. They should be there
to
now.
Highlight that.
And
please join
like
us
said,
every
15,
Saturday morning. For
so,
our blog talk
there,
with
like,
the National Association Mastermind, the National Mastermind Association blog talk radio show at 8 o'clock every Saturday morning. So thank you all for being so involved in NABWIC, and thank you all for really staying true to yourselves, learning yourselves, being willing to continue to learn no matter what level or age group or how many years your company have been in business to each other and the fellowship and the camaraderie in NABWIC. So we look forward to your future member blog talk radio shows of your on yourselves and your business and what you have going on in your local area. So thank you again all for joining us this morning on NABWIC Blog Talk Radio.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black women in construction. Have a great and prosperous day.